I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. And Michael, there is a juggernaut headed into the theaters this weekend, just in time for Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Grey is selling tickets. You know, people wondered when this book came out, this steamy, pulpy book. Are people going to go to the theater? Or they want to read it in the privacy of their homes? Or do they really want to go out in public and watch this S&M fantasy? The answer is yes, they do.
God help us all, Kim. But yeah, it's tracking as we tape this to open as high as 60 million or more.
Much more, yeah. So this was the book by E.L. James, also known as Erica Leonard, who was a British lady who was really writing fan fiction on the, I think, a Twilight fan website.
Twilight fan fiction is how this all started.
And she had such a ridiculously outsized hit that, I mean, around the world, not just here in the United States, that she was able to auction this property off, and every studio in Hollywood went completely crazy trying to buy it. And the result is that E.L. James was given, for a writer, unprecedented control over this film.
This is a writer's dream, the fact that she had control over casting and wardrobe and dialogue, and the kinds of things that authors are never given when their rights are auctioned off. But in this case, this was such a huge property that she was there, and much to the chagrin of director Sam Taylor Johnson, she even had control over how the movie ended.
Yeah, so Universal won this auction, and everybody was very jealous, and Donna Langley, the chairman of the studio, was passionate about the project. But Sam Taylor Johnson, who is an artistic person, a photographer, she has done some art films, nothing that, you know, most people have ever heard of. She was supposed to deliver, I think, something that was maybe better than you would expect based on the material. The material is not what you'd call high literature or literature, perhaps. And Sam Taylor Johnson apparently set out to and did deliver something, I think the critics are saying. I admit I haven't seen this film yet, that it is something better than you might expect. And yet she clashed and has been really vocal about it every step of the way with E.L. James.
Yeah, and as a result, she only signed on for one film, and it's doubtful. It's looking unlikely that she'd be back for the other two. Now, the stars of the movie, Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan, are signed on for the trilogy. And from a report that you wrote the other day, they were generally backing the director most of the way.
Yes, so, somebody who involved with the film said 99 out of 100, if not 100 out of 100 times, they were on Sam Taylor Johnson's side. And people felt that, you know, the ending, for example, that Erica Leonard or E.L. James insisted on was less good than the ending favored by the director, but she had that unbelievable, I don't want to say the whip hand, but she kind of had the whip hand.
Well, Kim, speaking of whip hand, which I believe the movie is mostly about, you can't escape the S&M sort of analogies that come with this movie. And actually, a quote in your story talks about the fact that E.L. James was pressing for more explicit sex. And to some degree, someone who you talked to said, well, we can see where this whole emphasis on S&M came from. She was being one of her characters.
It was a bit much, said people involved with the film. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Kim.
That's Michael Schneider, executive editor of TV Guide magazine. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.